The earliest beginning dates for the two activities, Do B and Do C, are governed by the earliest finish date of the preceding activity, Do A. As a matter of fact, we can assume that the earliest start dates for Do B and Do C are the same as the earliest finish date for Do A, which is day 4. You may wonder why it is not the next day. Well, the convention is that when we say Do A finishes on day 4, we mean at the end of day 4. When we say Do B and Do C start on day 4, we really mean at the end of day 4, which means the start of day 5. It is best just to accept this as the convention. It saves on conflicts arising where activities do not take whole numbers of days, for example, 5.5 days.